and to my hero. That's who I chase. Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, who's your hero? And I said, I don't know. I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks. I come back 2 weeks later. This person comes up and says, who's your hero? I said, I thought about it. You know who it is? I said, it's me in 10 years. So I turned 25. 10 years later, that same person comes to me and goes, so are you a hero? And I was like, not even close. No, no, no. She said, why? I said, because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never gonna be my hero. I'm not gonna attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing. This is what this podcast is about. I want this podcast to be a place where we share insights, wisdom, and experiences as we journey towards success. Together, we'll explore what success truly means, how to achieve it, what happiness entails, how relationships thrive, and ultimately how life unfolds. In each episode, we'll explore a particular topic, from storytelling to marketing to creating companies and nurturing relationships. And together, we'll try to apply that knowledge in the weeks, months, and hopefully years to come. Now, this is just the first raw idea of what our journey together will look like, and it will and should evolve and improve over time. All I can give you now is a promise, and that is that I'll do everything I can to make each episode worth your time, bringing you all the value I can gather. I will strive to walk the talk and chase my hero. I really hope that by sharing my own journey to success, you'll be able to find your own. Ultimately, this podcast is dedicated to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pecks in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Yep. That was from Apple's Think Different ad. Thank you, bye-bye, and I'll see you in the next one.